Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of the middle class and just how much money you need to be considered upper middle class in some of the wealthiest states.
I'm all ears. It seems like the term middle class gets thrown around a lot, but I'm not sure everyone agrees on what it actually means. So what's the scoop?
Well, the article we're discussing points out that the middle class isn't a monolith. It ranges from around $50,000 a year for the lower middle class to $150,000 for the upper middle class. But things get even more interesting when you look at specific states.
Right, location, 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 as they say. So which states are we talking about today?
We're focusing on the top five richest states where the upper middle class salary range is the highest. And the first one up? California.
California. Not surprising. Everything's expensive there, right?
Exactly. The article mentions that the cost of living is almost 40% higher than the national average, and housing, nearly double. So to be considered upper middle class in the Golden State, you need to rake in at least $142,964 annually.
Wow, that's a hefty chunk of change. What about the other states?
Next up is Hawaii. Beautiful place, but even more expensive than California. The cost of living is over 80% higher than the national average, with housing a whopping 313% more expensive.
313%? I can barely afford rent as it is. How much do you need to make to be considered upper middle class there?
Just shy of $150,000, around $147,489 to be exact.
So living the island dream definitely comes with a price tag. What's next?
Massachusetts. High housing costs are a common theme here, it seems. Over 200% higher than the national average. To join the upper middle class ranks, you need at least $150,120 a year.
Got it. High housing costs, thriving economy. Makes sense. Another state, another high salary requirement, I'm guessing?
You bet. New Jersey is next. Costs of living are 35.8% above the national average, with housing costs also significantly higher. Minimum salary for the upper middle class, $151.86.
New Jersey being on this list kind of surprised me. I always think of New York when I think of expensive places.
Interesting point. Maybe we should do an episode comparing the two states. Anyway, last but certainly not least is Maryland.
Maryland? That one's a little closer to my neck of the woods. What's the deal there?
Well, its proximity to Washington, D.C. definitely plays a role. Robust economy, tons of history, all that jazz. Cost of living is 16.5% above the national average, with housing nearly 50% higher. You need a minimum of $153,163 per year to make it into the upper middle class.
So bottom line, if you want to be considered upper middle class in these states, you need a pretty hefty salary. It really puts into perspective how much the cost of living impacts different areas.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining me today on Nutty's Show. And to everyone listening, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.